Last time on Paint It Black.
Hello, friend. This is Louis A. Figueroa. I've been reigning over Balderdash since my defeat of KZ.
Start it off. Your word to define. Fun duck.
Fun duck. Fun duck is just another way to say Launchpad McQuack.
My answers were born from darkness.
Do you know? What do the letters A, K, C stand for? A, K, C.
That's when you've got a killer coochie. Vagina dentata.
Like teeth?
Yeah.
Is there anyone that will challenge my reign?
Ryan, A, K, C.
That's how dyslexic calls it. It's a Christ killer.
Ah, KZ, you've returned.
This is my game, Louis A. You're done here.
All right, Brian, last question goes to you. In Louisiana, it's against law to rinse your what?
Child's thing.
You can't wash the dong?
Nah, crocs can't. They can't. They live by crocodile law.
I'm not the podcaster this show deserves. I'm the podcaster this show needs.
Do it one more time. Classic Robin.
Classic. Is there a bird in here?
Sorry, what's the Robin?
Yeah, let's hear yours.
Holy shnikes, Batman.
That is... that's a Chris Farley call.
That was bad on a lot of levels.
Tonight on Paint It Black Podcast, the Dark Mike Rises. Welcome back to the Paint It Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Shit's getting heated.
Wow.
No, that just was a bunch of lame answers by us last week. It was just some pickings. I was like,
But a rare vocal performance by Brian.
That's true.
Yeah, man. I decided not to take a fighting thing with you, like make you look bad. I decided to do something funny, or try to do something.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought your Batman was pretty spot on there.
Yeah. Mm. I feel that Batman just explains what he's doing more than anything. He's like, I'm beating you now. I'm going to take you to prison. You killed my father. And like,
he's not the most clever of superheroes. That's true.
He's downright stupid. The heroes... No, for real. His villains need to be so fucking like wacky for him to identify. Like, you know, like the Joker.
Right.
Where's he going to be?
Abandoned amusement park?
Yes.
Abandoned whoopee cushion factory?
Yeah, the Riddler's going to be at the book depository or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
What up?
There's Lou.
What up, dog?
And our guest tonight from the Offensive Line podcast and the Darkest Hour, we got Eric Black Man Feeling. What's up, man?
How you doing, motherfuckers and fuckettes?
Good to have you on here.
Thank you, buddy. Good to be here tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. Always a big fan of your show. Love the Offensive Line, particularly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely a fan of you guys. Yeah, I had to do something different with Darkest Hour because, you know, Damien didn't want me to tramp on his goodness, so. I have to respect this gay views, pretty much, in a sense.
Sure. The dynamic between you guys is always enjoyable to hear, too.
Yeah, I had to actually get used to Zach being so racist, and now it just numbs me completely. But,
does he ever stop you dead in your words with his racism?
Well, I think this one time he got me called a completely. He changed my background, on the second computer to like a KKK radio, like background or something like that. It was a KKK radio, and it was just on my background on one of my computers, and I just flipped the fuck out.
KKK radio, we're broadcasting hate all across the nation.
Yeah, we actually put on like some KKK. Like it was a weird show, or whatever. But I was like, oh, no, whatever. But you know, I got over it.
That's pretty funny. KKK radio. I'm sorry, I'm just lost. WKKK. Come to you live this morning.
And I mean, that was worse than like actually, like, we had a guy in with his uncle was in the KKK. And like, and he talked about going to like a picnic. And And you know, like they had pamphlets there and stuff, and then his family realized they was at a picnic, so a picnic, like kind of a recruitment kind of thing. So
a Klan jamboree.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know if they had like water slides or whatever. The guy
said, the a bounce house.
Yeah, the chicken was terrible. You know, I mean, they was gonna invite their black friend, but they decided against it. You know, but because they didn't know it was a Klan rally. You know, I guess it would have went over so well if that would have happened.
The Klan sounds stupid. Where like all their themes would be white, so like they'd be like, oh, Christmas in June or something like that.
Yeah, we have white cake, white powdered donuts, just chicken, but white meat. Mm.
You know, a true KKK person, snowman, because he doesn't put the cold eyes and mouth in. He's just
it's in a sweater vest.
Yeah, but he still has the Doc Martens on.
Yeah. So, how was everyone's week?
You know. Pretty uneventful.
How's the kid? We got to ask that.
Oh, so he might be coming home very soon.
That's great news. Great news,
yeah, man. This weekend. So.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very happy to hear
he's
that.
He's doing good. His dick's still big, so.
Look at that.
Well,
just like his dad.
Okay, now he was born a little early. What was his weight?
4 pounds.
Now, how much of that was dong?
Had to be at least a good 25%.
So like, pound
they
dong?
Say like some. Some babies, you got to hold their head because that's the heaviest thing. Not this baby.
Wrong head.
Right. It's like it's definitely a boy. Right.
They might have to circumcise that kid's nose accidentally. They're like, whoa.
Like, is this kid half horse?
Yeah, Courtney's family is huge. It's got big dicks everywhere. Glad to see the kid got those.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you, Brian?
But I did all my Christmas shop, man. Got all that knocked out of the way. I didn't get robbed because every day I've been coming home, there's been like 15 boxes on my step. So, I mean, I think I'm going to come home with I mean, at the end of this, several things might be missing.
You think your neighbors are going to end up with a way happier?
They got kids, man. And if I was a kid and I was bored, I'd definitely go Christmas shopping through the neighborhood, sniping out Amazon boxes.
You know what? You guys do have some little, I guess, ruffians, if you want to call them anything. Around Halloween time, I came through, I was driving through, and these punk-ass little white kids want to walk in the middle of the street, try to block the car, and I'm thinking,
they're going to rob me.
Do I crank the radio, get out, and just start whooping these 12-year-olds' asses? Or, but I'm like, I'm 30 feet away from the house. If I whip these kids' asses and then park, I'm definitely going to get in trouble.
You're not whipping anybody.
Long story short.
Listen, these were kids.
Long story short, Lou rolled up his window and did a lap around the block until he left.
These were kids.
I don't like the look of them teenagers.
These weren't like 18-year-olds. These were like some punk-ass little kids.
They're just suburban white boys, man. It's like they got Bugle Boys on. I'm taking a lap.
And I'm like, ugh. Like, I wanted to whoop their asses, but.
That one kid's got Abercrombie and Fitch.
But then I had to park like fucking 10 feet away. So I'm like, you know what? You know, best case scenario, my shit gets egged. You know, worst case, the cops show up.
I don't think they would mess with the people that are coming in and out of my house. Just for some fact that, like, I have an army of fucking people coming in and out, and we're all, like, dudes.
Yeah, for those, Eric, if you're not, nobody's really familiar with where we record this. This is the house on the block that smells of weed and has pit bulls coming in and out of it at all times.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have your pit bulls, man.
And that's very comfortable.
Mostly unsupervised pit bulls.
A pit bull named LeBron lives here.
That's awesome.
And he takes royalties with the other dogs.
Yeah, the pit bull sells drugs.
He tries to fuck another dog's mouth. That's not even an exaggeration.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah. He tried to fuck the British dog.
You think this is a game?
I think tries is not being fair. He mouth raped that dog.
It was all up in his face, so I think if you finish, that's rape, even if it doesn't go completely in there.
Tell that to the judge.
Just graze the lips. He's like, oh. Yeah.
I didn't rape her, man. I didn't come.
That's why they call it a lipstick.
All right, so whenever we have a guest on, we like to give him a little impromptu quiz.
All right.
You know, most of it's just kind of asking about you. We want the listeners to learn about you a little bit. So, you ready for that?
I'm ready, buddy. You know what I mean?
All right, all right. Here we go. On a scale of Wayne Brady to Jaimin Hansu, how black are you?
Oh, jeez.
Are you talking about actual skin complexion or just like...
Overall blackness.
Oh, all right. Oh.
Jaimin Hansu, he's blackest of the black.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I mean, like...
He was in Blood Diamond.
I have to say I'm like somewhere in the middle, you know, because... I do have cases where like it, like some of my one of my homeboys, he reminded me of this a day where he like he knows like when I know it's him, he just like, oh, it's you know, it's black man, so he got, I speak about normal voice, I'm like, what's up, motherfucker? But if it's if I don't know who it is, I sound like a super white guy. I sound like Wayne Brady. He's like, hi. So one time he actually called my phone at my office, like, hi, this is Eric. You know, I'm working at Unitech. How may I help you? He just busted out laughing. Like, oh, like, fuck you. So, you know, I turn it on and off. So it's got to be in the middle. Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's how you get the premium white women's when you can speak proper.
Follow up. Do you think that maybe you're potentially like a gateway black friend? Like, if there's a white dude, he's not sure if he wants a bunch of black friends, but he wants to test the waters.
I'm counting Eric right now as one of my black friends.
He's like, all right, let me test the waters with this black guy. And if that goes okay... Floodgates are open.
Yeah, it's kind of like training wheels. I can see that. Mm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I invite them over. They have some Kool-Aid or some shit like that. And then, you know, we play some video games.
They're like, this is a lot less scary than I thought.
It really is. I've had white friends come over to drink, you know, Hennessy and Cognac. So
so they get that experience without...
Now, this is a real question, though. Did you just buy that to cater to his racism, or did you actually like the Hennessy and Cognac?
Yeah.
No, I actually do really drink that. It's not like, you know, it's like, it's just one of those cultural things that you got to have somebody on tap, so it's quite nice. Like, they're like, oh, do you have any scotch? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean by scotch? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought they were talking about a person. Like, who the fuck is scotch? I'm like, that motherfucker.
If I was black, I would definitely just make a bunch of white friends and then take them over to my house and then be made, like, really stereotypical.
Yeah.
And then just be like, what are you, a fucking racist? You think I do all this? Uh-huh. Like, call them out as bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true. Like, no, I had like one white friend. They know me for a long time. And it's not even subtle anymore. One friend brought some chicken, watermelon, and some Kool-Aid for my birthday. So he wasn't hiding it.
It was a good day.
It was all delicious, by the way.
I mean, hey, no one's gonna say anything bad against some watermelon. And,
yeah.
What was the other thing?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
I couldn't even say the words. I love it so much.
He actually has he got me, well, it wasn't fried, it was baked chicken, because, you know, I'm a lot older now, so my heart just can't process all that grease like it used to. But it was watermelon, some baked chicken, and Kool-Aid.
What flavor Kool-Aid?
It was grape or purple in the community.
Purple. That's the one.
Purple drink.
Yeah.
Or drink, yes.
Any flavor Kool-Aid's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, purple.
You gotta
stuff,
identify yes. It by color, though.
Yeah. All Kool-Aid, hashtag all Kool-Aid matter.
Yeah. Kool-Aid's the only thing to me that tastes like red.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't taste like cherry or strawberry. It just tastes like red.
Hmm. Yeah.
Kool-Aid's fucking boss, man. I love Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean, like, I honestly make Kool-Aid without even, like, using, like, a measuring cup. I just gauge it by, like, just eyeball it.
Take a handful.
Yeah, I've just been doing it such a long time.
You definitely want that sludge at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's got to be, like, cert for your pancakes, pretty much.
Hey, take this tablespoon, scoop the fuck out of here. I'm taking a full cup and putting it in it.
Yeah, I'm like Jeff Ramsey of Kool-Aid. It's like, this tastes like fucking water. Mm. I can't even taste the red in there. Make it again.
All right. Finish this popular slogan. Once you go black,
you never go back.
Is that the truth? Is there truth to that saying?
What? Nah, well, I know one Puerto Rican got a new boyfriend. <Let's fuck buddies. laughs> So,
poked holes in the whole thing right there.
I mean, like, look, I'm not going to sit there and deny it or something. I think we had a guest recently where she's dating a white guy. Then I said, if you fuck a black dude, it devalues the booty, so you don't have to tell anybody you fucked a black dude. She was like, what do you mean by that? I was like, I'm just joking. Then Zach was like, so you fucked the black guy? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, no, you know she fucked the black guy. She was a white chick with a crest kit smile. Of course she did. Mm. One of those little secrets. It's a dark secret. Some people have those.
Let's
all right.
See.
I got a question.
Oh, you got one? Go ahead.
You live in Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
All right, man. Since the stand your ground thing, are you more or less prone to wearing hoodies out at night?
I've actually, I was wearing a hoodie today, but I took it off when I got it. You know, so I did. Yeah, I do have hoodies, but I'm like, I'm kind of scared, pretty much in a sense of wearing. I have no conflict with the cops whatsoever. When they ask to search my car, I'm like, go on ahead. I'm not going to fight you on this. I don't want nothing to go on.
You know what you need? That hoodie with the, where in profile on the side of the hood, it's a white guy's face.
I honestly, like, I mean, I have to tint my windows again. But, you know, two reasons in Florida, because one is get super fucking hot, you know.
Right.
You get a case of titty sweats and everything. But another one is you get profiled by the cops and stuff. So it doesn't happen that much in Orlando, Florida, because they got more things going on.
Well,
but,
Disney, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Mickey Mouse and shit like that. Yeah. I mean, the taxes here covers the cops, but...
How much dough do you think Mickey Mouse spends a year on keeping all the crimes in Orlando under wraps?
Oh, that motherfucker right there is the reason why we can't even... strippers got to wear pasties on their nipples and shit.
For real?
You have to go to another city to get some fucking nipple titties?
Yeah, you have to go to, like, Tampa or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
That fucking far? Tampa?
You got to go to Tampa, yeah. I mean, to get some, see some nipplets and everything. I mean, I know like a stripper that works at a gentleman's club. Wait, so. Talk about,
there's got to be just a bunch of strippers from Jacksonville.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been up there. There's some freaking asses. I love it. Up there.
Those are strippers you could fuck after.
Yeah, they're like, why would you sit here? Just why am I just smash my titties in your face? It could be so much more. Like, you're right.
The one time I went to a strip club in Florida, first thing they said was. $200 hand job?
No.
Like, how about a $400 blowjob, lady?
Right. Like, old fashions. Come on, old man.
Oh, yeah. Put on a monocle and you got yourself a deal.
You know, I would take...
Me a Manhattan.
I would take a hand job gladly if the bitch wore a monocle.
Yeah. You know, I mean, some nice little gloves and everything.
It's like, you Amber Lowe motherfucker.
And then you just bust on that one eye.
Gotta aim for something.
It's like a bullseye.
Right? Well, actually, you can't. When you're getting an old fashioned, you don't aim. So it's ladies' choice.
Yeah,
I guess you're right. You're actually very very correct on that.
You just hand her a handkerchief to clean yourself up.
She's like, here's your chest and your fucking stomach. How do you like it? That's why I don't get hand jobs.
Oh, those are great.
All right, here I got another one for you.
Yeah.
White folks need to stop what?
Touching my fucking hair.
Oh
shit, it always fucking happens.
For real, that happens?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why people enjoy doing that. I mean, like, I think Damien and Zach are already over because they've seen me for such a long time and stuff, but usually new white friends that never really had, like, a black friend or something, just got to give it a gander and got to graze it a little bit, so.
On the real, like, Jillian, I like touching her hair, man, and she's just kind of, like, tight about it, but she, like, we've been going out for so long, she's cool with it. But she's like, you're the only motherfucker I ever let touch my hair.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Especially, you know what I mean, a black girl. She's like, you know what I mean? I got my shit all done up and permed and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then she goes to the beach and then she's all froed out.
Oh, that's good. That's so sister right there. Yeah, that's foul crown coming back.
Dude, she gets so fucking just mad at me. I'll like, we'll go in the water and I'll just lift her up and throw her in and she's like, you motherfucker! Like, I gotta get my hair done.
Oh yeah, you can't fuck up the perm.
Yeah, it's like, well, I just wanted to let you have a good time. So now your hair's all ready with, and then I just ruined her day though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. No, but that's pretty much just about it. I mean, other than that right there, I mean, it's perfectly fucking fine.
All right, you hear that, white folks? Just keep doing what you're doing. Hands off the hair.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. All right, this is a little bit of a tough one, I guess. You're at a deli getting, you know, your assorted meats to make sandwiches for the week. What do you order?
Usually a bologna meat. I mean, I still reminisce of the good old days, you know, with the government cheese and stuff. But I still want to enjoy some white American, you know. White American cheese.
Sorry. We were looking for booty and titty meats.
Oh, booty and titty meats.
Sorry, man. We got to deduct points for that one.
Oh,
look,
it is what it is.
All right, all right.
How do you take your bologna sandwich, by the way? Mustard? Mayo?
Well, no mayo.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, mustard. I mean, sometimes depending on what it is, like some hot sauce or whatever.
You got cheese going on that?
You know, yeah, some cheese, but like, you know,
it depends on what kind of cheese.
Huh?
Kraft singles, or do you go exotic cheese, like Gouda or Munster or something?
Exotic cheeses. I make enough now where I can do the exotic cheeses.
I'm having cheeses across Europe right now on my bologna sandwich.
Yeah. You know, some bologna meat sandwich with, some...
Brie cheese. Just spread it out. Yeah. It's bologna and brie.
Yeah, bologna and some pepper jack, you know.
This is an Asiago cheddar.
This is aged Gouda.
Yeah. Nice toasted edges and everything.
Some Gruyere.
Can I have some artisan bread, please? For this sandwich. Just like the wet. It's like the most cheapest meat with like this awesome bread and cheese.
That is the real deal. Like, still the government bologna.
I kind of want to make that.
If I ever win the lottery, I'm no longer eating grilled cheeses, white, and Kraft singles. It's going to be like Gouda or like aged Parmesan, and then like fucking like artisan bread, like some crazy expensive bread.
I'm totally with you on that.
That's how I'm splurging.
Like super fancy, locally crafted bread.
And I won't ever drink an A&W root beer again. Nothing but barks from me.
You're stepping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go sometimes. My friends have a get together. My white friends have get together, and the his wife bring out the exotic meats and cheeses and stuff. And I just sit around and eat those for a while. It's fucking great. So I love that. I love it. I mean, I just thought it was like a thing, but it is a real deal. I thought it was something you just see like on Boondocks or something.
No, white people love that shit.
Oh yeah, it's really
it's
good
for
shit.
Real. That ain't
every football Sunday, you got to put a meat and cheese place out, man.
Uh huh.
That's how we roll.
All right. What's it gonna take for you and Damien to finally have sex? Like a wig and like a bottle of bourbon? Like,
it's gonna take never. I mean, I honestly think he's been trying for the longest. One time I even see Damien go like, well, it's just no big fucking deal. Just let me suck your dick. I'm like, stop it.
If you guys did bang though, would you be popping both your cherries for you a dude and for him a black dude?
No, I think he had plenty of black dudes. I think that's why he keep trying me. He said I'm actually because of my size, because I'm a little, I'm like, I'm not like obese, but I'm just a little thick, that he just likes that. So I've been hitting the gym a lot more, so he'd be on the track.
Slim down.
What if that's reverse psychology, man?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, what if he says, like, he likes you because you're that, and then he's getting you all fit so he can then really like you.
Yeah. Then I'd be a lot stronger. I could overpower his gay ass. It's funny because, like, Damien has, like, got with a bunch of like straight guys. I mean, like, not like have them, like pound their booty meats or whatever, some shit like that, but did suck their dick or something. And he talks about it happily about it, So off the air, he's like, that guy right there? He's like, yeah, but suck this dick. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, why are you telling me this stuff? I don't care.
I had a friend that came out of the closet about like 2-3 years ago, and he was like so nervous at first. And then a month later, he's like, yeah, man, I fuck a lot of guys. Like enough to the point where I was like, yeah, we can't play beer pong together, man. Like, not because you're gay, it's because you're too sexually active for me, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, I understand, like, when you're a dude and everything, you just you do a little more charged up than usual.
Oh, yeah, man. Yo, you've seen Tinder, right? And guys do well on Tinder. Now imagine it's only dudes who want to bang each other. It's just like, yeah, you got 15?
It's a dick for days, motherfuckers. Yeah.
There are no less than 200 men in your fucking 1 mile radius that want to bang right now.
Oh, yeah, just so and so intense and everything. It's just like, like a gay bear just getting salmon, but it's just dick. Just waiting in the river, just pulling out dicks. And
just dicks flopping against the current. Just right going up the river, bear.
Just grabbing it in midair. That's pretty much what Damien pretty much has and everything. I mean, he can. I don't know if you always get guys.
He's like a big gay bear catching gay salmon.
But he doesn't like gay guys that day, but he always, I mean, like, look, I guess it's working for him. He's never gotten in the way with me and Zach, so I guess that's kind of an achievement, right? I think for him, it's more like an Xbox achievement than just than anything else. I'm like, I just, like, just dudes out there, the straight dudes that don't mind you sucking their dick, just go to them again. But no, he wants me.
You're that forbidden fruit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said, look, I had lesbian friends. I'm not like I said, let me just keep on sucking, trying to suck your titties. I just said, if you're gay, you're gay. If they would have said, black man, suck my titties, I'm like, I'm going to do it. But other than that right there, like, they didn't say that, so I just didn't do it. It's like, whatever.
But you would brag about it if it was to happen.
Yeah, but so I mean, there's some big old butch, like, suck my titties, black man. It's like, well, we're going to have to fight. It just doesn't happen that easily.
You better have a fire extinguisher there, though, because they're both packing full bush.
Yeah, it's not even the beer. Just
burn
shit.
That up, son.
You pack the beer. It's like, all right, I don't like bush. You know what? Oh, that kind of bush. Okay, now I'm gonna fight. Mm.
All right, so we know that you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about this. How do you deal with hecklers?
I actually do really good at shutting them down. I mean, like, it depends on what kind of show I'm doing, right? So if it's more or less like, okay, well, people just end up, you kind of acknowledge them, then you just kind of leave them alone. So it's like, you know, you go like, okay, guy, you know, the Ren and Stimpy shirt, and I acknowledge that you're saying some funny stuff and everything, and then I just keep going about doing my jokes. But if they're really annoying and everything, I actually just shut them down. I told a girl, because I hosted an open mic here in Orlando, so I told a girl last night, I was doing some jokes, she go like, oh, you know, Eric, you got bigger titties than me. I said, oh, yeah, well, I like titties, and you got titties. We have something in common. I said, we should titty fuck each other, and then she just, like, left. I'm like, all right. Well, she also told a story, because she was a comedian as well. She told a story about, you know, she had to try to swallow some weed or something, and now she's a felon. I said, that's kind of funny. Because when I got fingerprinted, it was security clearance. So, you know, it was pretty mean. And I told one guy, he looked like a Guy Fawkes mask. So,
what kind of bonkers audience do you have out there? That's
pretty mean shit, yeah.
Going to see some funny jokes tonight. I'm wearing Guy Fawkes mask. Stone the comedian. Yeah,
say some shit to me. I just shut it down.
Worst hecklers, men or women?
Guys, probably sure. Women.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that was what I figured.
Yeah, but usually drunk, you know, drunk men or women are probably the worst because they just got to keep going, you know.
That's drunk bitches think they can say anything.
That's what I'm saying.
They do, yeah. Oh my god, they always at it, you know. And it's kind of crazy because if somebody distracted and I say something to them or whatever to kind of like pull them in. Like one girl I joked around, I was like, oh, so what are you doing? Looking at dick pics? She's like, I am. Then the whole night she tried to get my dick pic. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, stop it. I'm like, stop trying to get my dick pic. I just said my dick's like a rare Pokemon card. Nobody got it. A lot of bitches want to see it, but they don't got it.
I just have a quick question for you about the comedy. How long do you usually perform for, and what's the longest you perform for?
Usually me, like I did like special stuff. I did like 30 minutes, something like that, 30, 40 minutes one time. But usually I do like a lot of crowd work, so I can do some crowd work and go into some of my jokes and then go back out of the crowd, you know, and doing crowd work again. So that's typically the way it works. Like, you know, like I said, 45 minutes, but it's still kind of template kind of stuff. If I see like an interracial couple, I know what to say. If I see a gay couple, both male or female, I know what to say.
Oh, so you have like just loaded comments to make to certain situations.
Yeah, every situation I have something loaded for. I mean, like Lisa Nempelani and all those other guys, like girls, and a lot of people have stuff like that. So it's nothing really different about it. It's just like we all thought about it and it all pretty much happened. So.
All right. And I know you're big into politics.
Mm-hmm.
So which of these two describes best how you feel about Donald Trump? America's hero or my nigga?
Oh, shit. Fuck, I don't like you.
Trump 2016.
Yeah.
I have to go with America Hero because if you my nigga and everything, then it's really intense. It's kind of like, you know, I mean, you know, you come over and I'm cooking some fish and grits and shit. You know? But if you my hero, I mean, you just seeing me from a burning building. You know?
Yeah.
I can go with that shit.
All right. Pete, did you have anything?
I'm good. That last one kind of bugged me.
All right, man. I think overall you did pretty good, man.
Well, thank you, buddies. I mean, that was good stuff.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
All right, what do you say we jump into some news stories?
Oh, shit.
Catches them off guard every week.
All right, Paint and Black Yaks, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
Let's do the news. I love that reading.
Do the news.
Paint and Black Yaks is still my favorite thing ever. I want that t-shirt. Should make that.
Red and yellow shirt?
Hell yeah.
I'm sure we could buy a bunch of Hulk shirts on the cheap from the WWF. Yeah.
Sorry to rip ones. It's a discount half off, probably.
All right, this wasn't in our normal news, but I thought it worth mentioning. Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots died today.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my friends said, like, this morning, I just seen him post, like, Scott died. I'm like, sorry for your loss. Like, Just no from Stunt to Apollo. I mean, you didn't say like from Stunt to Apollo. He's just like Scott. I'm like, well, I mean, he must have been a good man. You know?
You on first names with Mr. Weiland?
Yeah, like you hang out with him or some shit like that. You know, you don't, you know, good music.
Yeah, but you wouldn't call like someone by their first name unless you were friends with him too. It would be like, yo, Scott died. You know, like.
Yeah.
It just it hit me in a weird place because that was the second CD I ever bought.
The first Core? Was
Core
Chumbawamba, you said, or
no? First was Aerosmith's Greatest Hits.
Oh,
I was like 12.
I thought you had some embarrassing shit as your first, like Smash Mouth.
No, I owned a Chumbawamba CD at one point.
Well, he got knocked down, but he got up again. ain't ever gonna keep him down, right?
Oh yeah.
And now I drink a whiskey
mouth
drink.
Or something. That's okay.
I drink a lager drink. I drink a cider drink.
I drink a lot of drinks. Songs remind him of the good times. Songs remind him of the better times.
Fuck you, that's a good song.
Song of my life, bro.
I like the British guys. Like, there's the good times and the bad times, my man.
Oh, that intro was amazing. It's so stupid. You're like, what the fuck is happening on this CD?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like doing karaoke anyway when I remix the songs. Like, I like the booty meats. I like the titty meats.
Oh.
I like your version better.
Oh, yeah, I like it, too. Girls don't like it as much.
Yeah, they don't know it's funny anyway.
Yeah, they don't know what's bad. You know, and, but they gotta slip the guy, you know, $5 like I do and everything, get up early.
Well, I felt that story was just worth mentioning on a personal note. Right. Now, for the real news.
Yo, Pete, so Scott died for you today?
Scott died.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Mr. Weiland passed away.
Right. My condolences.
Sorry, Pete.
You can send flowers to my house.
And now I'll take with me the memories.
You're going to make me cry.
Be my sunshine. Lou, help me out.
What's that?
What's the rain.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Fucking stop
it. Oh, shit. You left me hanging.
Yeah. I loved Boys to Men, man. It's their fault they weren't good looking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many black people could sit out in a desert near a thing with, you know what I mean, with silk shirts on and sing.
You know, it's an actual fact that every black wedding from 1992 to 1998 had the song I Want to Make Love to You as the song that the bride and the groom came out to.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And the dad's upset because he knows his daughter's going to get banged down to zero that night.
Right.
I find out weird about most weddings. Every wedding you go to, you get in your head, you're like, congratulations, all, but those two are fucking lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's knocking boots.
T minus 2 hours, so she gets split like a log.
I'm celebrating them fucking tonight. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like you go right up to the father's like, I've been fucking your daughter all along. Now you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, I don't know why she's wearing a white dress.
Should have wore a black dress.
I know. You need to light that ass up.
She shit on my chest once.
She fingerbanged my booty hole once. And dad got a thick ass mustache. Just letting you know.
If it's a wedding, if my daughter's groom came up to me and he told me that he fucked my daughter in the ass and she shit on his chest, I fight him right there.
Right.
Dems is fighting words where I come from, bud.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad mustache would fall off and I just start fighting him.
I'm gonna hit you and you're gonna fall.
Sound bites from the future.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do a real story here. Oakland, California company is working on a device that will be very detrimental for Brian's new lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
A breathalyzer for pot smokers.
Yeah, I don't think you need a breathalyzer to see that I'm high.
It's, it's supposed to be for people who have recently smoked, measures some THC in your system. It's mainly for catching people who smoke and drive. Or to cut around the lengthy bullshit of doing drug testing at work.
It's a money grab. They invented this new device... new device to take tens of thousands of dollars out of people's pockets per stop.
Yeah, trust me. I mean, like, I think the TSA got like that that one scanner with everything. They could see if somebody got a bomb on them. All they're doing is just looking at dicks and titties all day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one that you hold your hands up.
Work.
On the real world, they know that marijuana is probably in the next 10 years or 15 years going to be pretty much continentally legal.
Exactly, as it becomes more and more.
So they're like, we got to make as much money we can right now in arresting and fining marijuana users.
Well, they're losing all that sweet, sweet arrest like minimum sentencing.
Sweet, sweet arrest money.
You know, they're putting away like guys who have an ounce in their pocket for 10 years minimum.
The Rockefeller laws, man. Like, yeah. You could have a little bit of coke on you, a gram of coke, and you're in jail for 25 years to life.
Yeah, minimum 25.
Fucking Jared only got 15, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, seriously.
So he raped little kids. Like, how is that fucking equal?
Right. Did you hear about the one, the cute kingpin or whatever, drug kingpin?
Not aware of this one.
No, like, oh my God, that was something crazy right there. There was like this cute little white girl. Her dad works for the DEA. Oh, she just made bail. Like, yeah. I mean, like, they treated her with kid gloves. She wasn't even in for like a day or something like that in jail.
Not surprised.
Oh, yeah, she had, like, coke and, like, you know what I mean? Like, and all these different kind of drug stuff, like Molly and all this stuff. Scot-free. It's like, you know, you got nothing to worry about.
It's the...
But I looked there and go, like, oh, she's cute. I'm like, oh. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, she's cute.
Yeah, definitely sentences are proportional to how good you look. You're an ugly fuck, they're going to put you away for life.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a couple of ugly teachers go to jail, too. Yeah, I was like, oh, a teacher raped a student again? I was like, oh, that's not rape.
Right.
That's high-five worthy.
The hot ones get a slap on the wrist. But the ugly ones.
We've actually addressed it many times on the show when we play, is the bail more or less than fat people fucking?
That's true.
Well, apparently, I forget what state it was, did not care for two chubby two fat people fucking.
The most heinous of crimes.
It was like, what, $25,000 or something?
I think
like
it was more than that.
It was a lot. It was like an absurd amount for what they did.
And we've had several stabbings that they get out for less.
Yeah.
Just because
Jared gets out in 15 years and probably is less of a fucking fine than that.
Seriously.
I'm basing all my crimes around Jared.
He's the new watermark, I think.
Yeah, Jared actually got, what, less time than the kids he's been fucking, the age he's been fucking a man, so.
Yeah.
That's true. He gets a year for every birthday they've had.
Do you understand how cool it's going to be for Jared in 15 years to see the whole new crop?
Oh,
man, I don't got to wait?
Yeah. Yes, call him back up again.
Time did his job.
Oh, God. Children born today will be exactly his type when he gets out.
Just wait.
That's good. Keep fresh, right? Eat fresh. You got to do.
All right, let's move on to dick news. A Swedish health clinic is giving out free penis tape measures.
Why is it a penis tape measure?
Because it's specifically meant for your penis.
Does it do width and length?
Yes. In fact,
some girls like the girth. You know,
they are emphasizing girth.
Oh yeah.
I don't. Well, here's a rhetorical. Here's a question: would you rather have a short, thick dick or a long, thin one? If it had to be.
Oh fuck.
How short are we talking?
Talking like
tuna can.
3.5, 4. Let's say 4.
I gotta go long. I mean, I got a reputation over here. You know?
Have like a chimpanzee cock though, like this long weirdo dick.
You want a kickstand or a tuna can?
No, I'll take a kickstand. But you know what? I'm gonna just try to hit that thing at every angle I possibly could.
You do circles.
I think it looks more menacing when it's thicker.
Yeah.
Longer is just like, what's a weird looking thin dick this guy's got?
It's a little baton. I'm just beat puss with that.
It's like two pencils taped together.
I would probably go short and girthy.
I go short and girthy on the simple fact that I think the long dick just looks awful.
Yeah. I imagine the short girthy one doesn't look spectacular either. But
you can't meat spin with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when you're in, you're like mad in there. You're like, ah.
That's true.
It's like, oh, you're so fucking wide. Ah.
She's going to feel it more. But they're handing these out so that people will actually measure their dick so they know what kind of condoms to buy.
Oh, that's the real reason why?
That's their reasoning for this. Because apparently slippage is a real problem.
Oh, well, you know, it's a sweetness. Well, cold up there.
I was taught as a young adult that no matter what, when you were finished, you always grabbed the condom and pulled out just in case.
Yeah.
Two types of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Condom and rhythm.
Mm-hmm. You got to hold it on, man. You don't want to leave a soldier behind.
That's true.
He was such, it's like a bubble gump or something.
Because it's a double thing. It's like, oh man, I gotta explain to this bitch how my condom's inside her. It's like, I'd rather just hold on to it.
Yeah, I can see that. That's you'd be very nice.
Yeah, would you just fucking leave it and be like, see you later, bitch?
Yeah.
2 months later, she's like, there was a condom in me. Gross.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I fucked the black guy. Like, yeah, I never believe you.
All right, let's move on to England. where a Canterbury West in southeast England have a petition to change their name, Canterbury West Station, their train station, to Kanye West Station.
Oh, that's nice. How could you be so heartless? Mm.
Damn.
This whole thing is kind of tongue-in-cheek. They say it's to honor the greatest human being of our time.
Kanye West?
They said we cannot undo past wrongs, such as retroactively giving Taylor Swift's Grammy Award to Beyonce, any more than we can save Jesus from crucifixion.
Well, the only way I respect that is Jesus walked right through here, man.
Yeah, that's true.
But we can show our appreciation in other ways, and what better way to start than renaming Canterbury West Station to Kanye West Station?
Nice.
Damn.
You know, you got baby steps.
Okay. I used to like England.
Yeah. I mean, he's I'm a fucker, but you know what? You got to still do what you got to do.
But Kanye West is probably honored, and he doesn't get that this is dry British wit at its finest.
Mm. Oh, they're being sarcastic?
This is Britain. You have to read everything with a certain level of demure sarcasm.
Well, I mean, not like a British person read it to me. It was, you read it to me. You were reading it like it was real.
Well, I'm not going to try to mimic their dry wit.
Mm. Well, if you did, I'd get it. If you said it in an English accent, read it again in an English accent.
We cannot undo past wrongs, such as retroactively giving Taylor Swift's Grammy Award to Beyonce, any more than we can save Jesus from crucifixion. But we can show appreciation in other ways, and what better way than renaming Canterbury West Station to Kanye West Station.
I hear it now, right? Like, I'm hearing the sarcasm, like, yeah.
Does it come through a little better?
Yeah.
You're a good man.
The best, was it the best of all time? Kanye West. My.
All right, we got a wrestling story.
Oh, shit.
Now, Brian, you saw this.
Yeah.
This is the heroic dick wrestler in Japan.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I did see that, too, but I couldn't watch it on the work.
This is...
I was like, he's grabbing his dick. Okay, closes out.
It was dick nuts and the whole package, man.
Well, for those who don't know, Brian started a new podcast, the 5-Star Podcast, about pro wrestling. So,
yeah.
What better cross-promotion than this? In Japan, they got this wrestling league where they had this American dude. Story's not popping up, so I don't know his name. He was wrestling, and apparently his opponent went for the cheap nut grab.
Since it's Japan, I want to say that it's a stupid name, and it's going to be Dong Jeremy was that guy's name.
Dong Jeremy?
Yes.
From henceforth, we should call him Dong Jeremy.
Yes.
Blur it out.
No, it would be funny if it was blurred out. Like, the guy grabbed it, and it's blurred.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Isn't that what they do? They blur dong.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't like he whipped it out. Then that's just a guy holding a guy's dick in the ring.
That's true. But if you haven't seen it, he grabs the guy's whole package, and the guy flexes, he hulks out, and actually causes the guy grabbing the sack physical pain. Then he swivels the hips, gives him a flip.
It's an homage to Pai Mei, man, the originator of the nut flip.
Listen, I've seen kung fus like that.
Pai Mei.
Where the dude had, like, the golden nuts.
Can't fuck with his
men with the golden nuts?
It was like he had the armor technique, and they're like, don't worry, his nuts are his weakness. And they go to grab the nuts, and it's like, it's not working! Oh! And the dude, the hand gets, like, smashed to bits.
By the sack?
Yeah, he like clenches and evil music and.
Oh yeah, that's a different meaning to hit the sack, motherfucker.
Anyway, this motherfucker's my hero. I was actually talking to Zach in length about this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Zach loves all that crazy shit.
I was saying to
that. You should have him on your the 5-star gimmicks. I think he will love that. He actually know like was it Rhea? I think was the really. I think she was like very pale or something. She like one of the divas. She's
like good Paige, friends. Paige,
yes. Because her real name is like Rhea. Like I said, I didn't know like her WWE name, but yeah, Paige. He knows Paige.
In what? In like
oh shit,
real life?
In real life, yeah.
Wow. But,
you know, now she's dating like some guy in a band or whatever. Like you know, that's what happens when you know chick get a new boyfriend and just fall off the map. But
if I had to guess what band, it'd be My Chemical Romance. That lead singer.
It was probably something like that. Yeah. I mean, you know,
makes sense. I feel
they look alike.
Yeah, it would just be the girl version of her.
Yeah, I mean, she's pale as fuck. So, I mean, she's probably gonna have somebody just as sad looking as her. So,
all right, let's do a Russian story.
Oh shit.
St. Petersburg apparently has a chocolate festival. And what better way to honor Russia in chocolate than a chocolate statue of Vladimir Putin?
Oh, I thought I was thinking something different, but okay.
Mm-hmm. I would love if...
that's a German chocolate festival. That's a whole other thing.
You know how Philadelphia embraced Rocky and they actually have a statue of that guy? Mm-hmm. I would love if, like, Russia embraced Drago and they have a statue of that guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's so fucking cool, man.
The hero of the Iron Curtain,
yeah, it's
Ivan Drago.
The big Swedish Russian hero who knocked out the Apollo Creed forever. Mm-hmm.
It just has the engraved plate on the bottom. If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, that could be their whole country motto. If he dies, he dies. That was Stalin's motto.
Yeah, that's Putin's motto.
It's pretty much how they live out there.
Yeah, that's the way they all work out there in Russia.
During Thanksgiving, I saw the best meme. You know how Turkey shot down their plane right before Thanksgiving?
Turkey shot down their plane?
Turkey shot down a Russian plane.
Oh, yep. Shit. Yeah, I remember hearing
right that. Before Thanksgiving. Yeah. So the meme for Thanksgiving was Vladimir Putin holding a turkey leg going, "You guys aren't the only ones roasting turkey today."
I seen one where Obama was like calling Vladimir, and he's like, "What are you having?" He's just like, "Turkey." That's pretty much the end of the meme. It was good.
And then they both asked, "Why are we both celebrating Thanksgiving? It's fucking not our holiday."
Right.
But they made the chocolate.
But the Cowboys are playing. Come on.
They made I watched that shit.
1 point from Tony Romo last week. What the fuck?
I can't add into that.
No.
I heard all of you go nothing. And I was wrong crap. All right.
He only made one score point.
We only served one goal.
Tony Romo, only 1 point on my DraftKings lineup.
That's less home runs than I was hoping for.
When is Tony Romo going to throw a goal here?
Tony Romo, he's the guy who owns the restaurant, right? Anyway, this guy made the statue out of chocolate because on one hand, chocolate is soft and malleable. On the other side, it can be very hard. It's flexible. It could take any form. I think this material really suits Putin because he is like that. In different situations, he can be different. Sometimes soft, sometimes hard.
I want to see if this carries on. Pete, I want you to reread that whole thing, but in a Russian accent.
He like did a little bit of a Russian.
I give it a dusting.
Oh. Yeah.
You want me to go full, like, Zangief?
Yeah, man.
A little once over, yeah.
I want to see how they meant it to be heard.
On one hand, the chocolate is soft and malleable.
Yes.
On the other side, it can be very hard. It is very flexible. It can take any form. I think this material really suits Putin because he's like that. In different situations, he can be different. Sometimes soft, sometimes hard.
Mm. Mm, that's good. That sounds like Russian erotica,
it's
right?
It's very more. It's a lot more stern now.
That sounded very Russian homoerotic.
Yeah, I know. Putin jack off to that.
He is stiff as chocolate.
I imagine the number one band in Russia since they became a band was Rammstein. Just because that, even though it's German, I feel that's what they rock.
It's just the cadence. It's the...
It's like some hardcore shit.
Yeah, they keep beating the shit out of Pussy Riot, so...
That little punk girl, man.
Oh, yeah. They always run around topless and shit, too.
I have two of them cute. One of them...
Yeah, well, look.
She keep her mask on.
We all can't win that.
We don't need to know who you are.
Yeah, like, why are you running at me with your ugly-ass titties?
One titty's nipples are all off-skew like they're fucking Stuart Scott's eyes and shit.
Oh, yeah, she got little orangutan titties. I'm like, nah, son. Who gets better to block that shit?
I don't like titties that drip and dip, son, where they fucking, they point up like two Hershey Kisses, but they're like by your belly button.
Oh, yeah, she got like those long titties like fucking scarves. She just throw one around her neck.
Yeah, man, I'm not big on big, flappy, long titties. I like them perky and small or just robust and big.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who disagrees with that.
Yeah, I know. Right. Like the robustness is definitely.
Hey, look, man. Yeah. I didn't say we weren't speaking gospel here. We're just going through things. It's all about titties.
You're not gonna find like anybody who's like, I like a titty to look like a tube sock with a lemon.
Now
shoved
you see
in
though,
it.
When we talk about booty though, I can take a big chubby ass though. I mean, I like a nice like, but it's gotta be symmetrically nice. But it can be like a little flappy.
Oh, see, yeah, I'm the whitest guy on the planet. I like smaller butts, tight little butt. I date Irish girls.
Just red bush everywhere?
Mainly blonde. But yeah, sometimes.
Well, you took offense to the red hair. Like, what's wrong with redhead bitches? You don't
love
like
redhead.
Yeah,
I love a redhead. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. They got to take care of the little firecracker situation.
I love me some firebush. That's the only time I ask a girl not to shave. Yeah, let me see that red muff.
I'm burning bush, motherfucker. You know what I mean? If you're Christian, nothing.
I'm converting to Judaism because I want to see that burning bush, bitch.
Okay. Let's part that Red Sea. Mm-hmm. We're kind of on a religious bent, so that's a good time to bring this one up. There's an artist in trouble with the religious community because what she did was take classical portraits of Jesus and various Old Testament stories, and replaced all the Jesus imagery with Daleks from Doctor Who.
I like it.
That's pretty much it. It's a stupid story.
It is, but it's funny. Unbelievable.
It's funny how bent people are getting over this. Mm. And on the third day, Jesus said, "Exterminate!"
Yeah. Now Brian looks lost.
Yo, man, this is some nerd shit, bro. Where are we talking about titties, booties, and fucking football, bro? Hey, Lou, man, look at this fucking Doctor Who joke.
You got some deluxe booties and titty meats we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about that all day.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this is a British woman. She bought her child, young child, say maybe one or two, a toy that spoke both English and French phrases. She thought, now she's all bent out of shape because she feels that when you press one of the buttons in French, it says the word fuck. It does not say the word fuck.
All right, now, you know what I'm going to ask you to do? Read this whole story back into the French accent. How it was intended to be heard.
Well, she's English.
She's English?
She's upset because the toy teaches French and it sounded like fuck.
Well, fuck her stupid nationality. Say that shit in French.
I'm trying to Hold on. Let me find a quote. I thought it was quite funny at first, but then I thought about if my kids start repeating these words. That's all I got. That's the only quote she's got.
You have to hang in there for more, man.
I'm looking for more. No, this is a dumb one because I don't have the audio link to it, but there's a whole clip of her playing this thing over and over, like her thinking it says fuck. It says shick. Doesn't sound a thing like fuck. If anything, it sounds like heck, which isn't a bad word in any language.
You ever watch Family Guy?
Occasionally.
I believe Stewie had a French, like, you know where you pull back the string and it does the farm animal sounds?
Yeah.
But it was in French, so he's like, the cow goes black. He's like, it most certainly does not.
Well, let's use that to segue off this awful story and do a cow story.
All right, cows.
The cow says black.
Uh-huh. The cow says black?
Black.
This takes place in India because that's where the home of every stupid, crazy, IT religious worker. Nonsense thing comes from.
Oh, my bad. I was going somewhere else with that.
This is a unusual tradition that has taken place in India where during a certain time of year...
They take a shower.
They're going to need one. I'm getting there. It's in Betul in Madhya Pradesh, India. They ceremoniously dunk all their children, newborn children, babies mainly, into cow feces.
Well, you know what? They got the greatest healthcare system over there.
Well, they are in a brown anyway. I was wondering how you get those dark Indians.
Is that why they stink? It's like this get dipped in cow duty?
Oh, yeah.
In this particular village, yes. Because they feel it wards off bad health, and cow urine and cow dung have medicinal properties.
Someone came through that country and hoodwinked all these people into thinking that any of this is acceptable.
It doesn't ward off flies, motherfucker.
No, that it does not. But go with any religion. They all got their batshit crazy stuff.
We're not
this is just up there in the batshit crazy department.
Your babies into poop?
Stop. This is pretty high up there.
There is a lot of health risks you're risking right there.
Yeah.
How many baby deaths?
Not that many. They got the second most populated place in the world, man.
Oh, they fuck like oh my God.
Like, I'm just saying,
after they get a good dunking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many of them survive that?
Arranged marriage, you know what I mean, baby, and then dunk the baby in some doo-doo. So, all planned out.
The story of India.
Right. They didn't cover that in Aladdin.
Yeah, that wasn't in Gandhi.
All I gotta say to Indy is stop dunking your children in poop and eat a fucking hamburger. It'll change your whole shit up. Cows would be endangered species in India if they taste that.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Rib, motherfucker?
Babies would smell better.
Some pure Angus beef. Mm.
Yeah, right. Finally, McDonald's and Burger King can corner the market in India. Throw out their vegan menu.
Seriously, of all the animals to make sacred, you picked the most delicious one?
Right. The one with six titties? Hold on. Nope.
They don't drink the milk or eat the cheese either, right?
I think it's all sacred.
Yeah. Everything's sacred?
They eat goat milk.
This animal literally spews out sustenance. And they're like, nah.
It is our god.
Yeah.
What about that elephant like with six hands or some shit?
Oh, Ganesh.
Praise that right there and fucking eat the fucking, you know, meat.
Yeah, eat the cow, worship the elephant. You got it all wrong.
Hmm. Yeah. Elephant with like eight hands or whatever, you could jack you off like a motherfucker. They're not even old fashioned for everybody.
They're not even eating the elephants.
They called it the old fashioned god.
The old fashioned god.
This guy spits six times. I was like,
that's why it's got a trunk.
Then
it can store it.
It's a jack-off-a-saurus right there. It's like,
jack-off-a-saurus. Yeah.
Everybody's getting jacked off in temple.
Everyone knows the popular Hindu god, Jackoffosaurus.
Everyone up to six people are getting jacked off.
It's a populated country.
But technically, if I take something from Silicon Valley, if they stood front to front, you could jack off 12 people.
It's true. If they were of equal heights.
Yes.
All right, let's move off that.
Yo, how many gods can your god jack off? I'm sorry, how many people can your god jack off?
I don't have a god.
Well, Ganesha can do 12.
Well, you're leaning me towards Hinduism.
Probably 13 if you cut like the trunk, right? I
mean, the trunk. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How many things you can... How many dongs do you think you fit up that trunk?
One for each nostril, at least.
Oh, yeah.
They got two nostrils? I thought it was one hose.
I think they come together at some point. So.
It's got nostrils at the end of that.
Four holes.
I used to tell you the truth, I've never seen an elephant, to be honest with you.
It's not a big gaping, like... fire hose at the end.
Oh, I hate the circus.
All right. Niche dating sites. We've talked about them before.
Yeah.
Here's a new one. Disney dating. This is actually
a whole new world
Disney endorsed. For only Disney enthusiasts can now Tinder up together somehow. My question, how weird are fucking the dudes on that site?
I was gonna say this is probably just women who love Disney and the men who are lying about loving Disney.
How many Prince Charmings do you think there are? I would actually name myself Gaston just because he's a dick and no one would think of it, and I'd just be going against a whole bunch of Prince Charmings, right?
You wouldn't get many bells.
I don't need Belle. Take fucking April, like whatever.
April?
April?
Just a chick name. I don't know. I'm just, you know, oh, Ariel or.
Everyone's favorite Disney princess, April.
Yeah.
I think you're mixing up with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying a girl's name.
Okay there, Gaston.
Yeah. You love Gaston, man.
Yeah.
Every other episode, like, yeah, Gaston's the fucking greatest.
Gaston's probably right to hang out. He's a total dick face.
I always thought he was gay.
He's not gay.
I always thought he was overcompensating for something.
He was a little Biff Tannen. Where he's trying to rape Bella, more or less. But he's not gay.
Yeah.
He just kind of wants it his way.
He had women throwing themselves at him, and he was like, no, I want this one.
Yeah, but what they... Because it's Disney. What they couldn't say, Pete, was he's banging those bitches all day.
I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
They didn't show him laying pipe? That's why...
No, he seemed like he was overcompensating a bit.
You're telling me he's a virgin?
Not saying a virgin. Not in that sense. I'm saying he's probably banged that portly little sidekick of his.
That portly sidekick is gay, for sure. For sure, gay. That guy's, like, looking up to him. He wants to be him. He just wants to touch him a little bit.
But they're in, like, 18th century France. He needs a beard.
Who? Why?
Gaston needs Belle to be his beard.
I forgot about the France part.
The French are progressive, man. They have gays in their country
exactly.
Forever.
Exactly. They're a little loose with the sexual...
I'm quite sure Damien sucked his dick.
Hey, look.
He found Gaston on Grindr.
Look, though, Eric. Damien sucked his dick. That's not gay at all.
I'm still thinking about Belle, but go on and suck my dick. Eat my booty hole down.
Like, I'm going to call you Belle. I'm going to think of Belle, but you can suck my dick.
Yeah, call me Beast.
Eat this beast of a dingling.
All right, let's do one more news story. All right, we always talk about the new weird internet trends going around, the various challenges and stupidity. New one, the self-breast grab challenge. Comes out of China.
Grabbing dicks.
It's a way for women to prove that they're skinny is to reach around their back and grab their titty with their opposite hand.
Oh, I'll love to see that.
I'll show you a picture, Brian, so you get an idea.
Those bitches in China.
There's a China, fully accomplished one right there.
Those bitches in China need to eat a hamburger, yo. Get some curves on you. Mm. I don't want to fuck a skeleton. That's not what I'm about.
Here's an almost right there.
This is a good challenge, though. Of all the challenges, I like this challenge.
There's another. Yeah, this one's... At least this one has an end game.
Yeah, and there's some titties getting grabbed.
Oh, yeah. That's always the best part.
I challenge him to grab both titties from the front.
Oh, yeah.
Squish them together.
Can we start the hashtag show your titties challenge?
Yes.
Smash your titties together challenge.
Grab your ass while you're at it.
Hashtag dem titty challenge. Right?
Yeah. Smack your girlfriend's ass challenge.
Make that booty clap challenge.
Oh, those challenges for days.
Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
The hashtag challenge.
Yo, motorboat son of a bitch.
Hashtag motorboat challenge. Black daddy. Mm.
Apparently you put hashtag in front of something and everyone does it.
That's it. We got to get this trending.
Oh, yeah. I love trending stuff.
Hashtag bang a podcaster.
we put out a hashtag listen to Paint Black podcast a bunch. No,
we got to get exposure.
That's where we stop it, guys.
We'll grab a titty and drop a condom on our head. But fuck that.
If we're divvying out like things to do, I shot grabbing titty. All right, guys.
Oh yeah,
motorboat.
Grab a titty. All
right, I'll
drop a condom on your head. All right, we're all good here.
I'll slap the butt like a drum.
Butt bongo. Hashtag butt bongo challenge.
Well, I heard you gotta go to Brazil for that, though. That's a Brazilian challenge.
Man, you just try to play a song on those things.
You played Under the Sea?
Like some bongos.
Under the Sea?
Because it has like a bongo drum, you know? And we were on some Disney shit a minute ago.
Oh, yeah. I'll put a bit on that.
You won't be saying shit once you're slapping a big fat ass.
Oh yeah.
What if going in the same movie? Yeah. What if it was that dyke?
He's octopus talking to me, he stops talking. Just starts smacking a booty.
Well, you're the one who said the bigger the booty, the better.
Oh yeah.
Ursula. What if she had turkey arms and a fucking dyke haircut?
Ursula didn't have a butt. She had tentacles. There was no butt.
You know what I mean?
But she had a big fat ass. She's like body language. She fucking shook that whole thing around.
That was all hips. That was an illusion.
No, stop.
All right. Well, Eric, if you had to put a hashtag, what would yours be for your challenge?
Hashtag all tits matter.
Got it, the sympathy angle.
I like it.
Hashtag the booty goblin's real.
Mm-hmm. Exposing the truth about the booty goblin.
Yeah, hashtag Illuminati lizard.
Illuminati lizard? I would like to read more about the Illuminati lizard.
We always say that when we get in uncharted territory about shit that we don't know really what it's all about, you know? Like false flag stuff with everything. We start saying Illuminati and then people just start backing off.
It's a go-to get out of jail card.
Yeah.
Like, what's that about? I don't know, Illuminati?
Yeah.
Fucking skull and bones? Don't ask me.
Man, you know, I love that conspiracy shit, too.
I'm also a fan of
that show with Jesse the Body. That was amazing. I'm like, half of that more than half. A good amount of it is dog shit. But that one episode might be real. Meanwhile, I like watching this fucking bald fuck yell at things. not people, because he never got an interview. But
bald fuck, that is the former governor of Minnesota, man.
Former, now he's fucking Daffy.
The guy who went off the grid.
He's talking about like Jesse Ventura and everything.
Yeah.
Motherfucker did drop kicks and shit in this thing, you know. He's like, you know what I mean? Talking about government conspiracies.
Yeah. You got one too many drop kicks to the head.
Think about it though. When you fuck up one thing, when you do those conspiracies, then everybody's gonna not believe you.
Yeah.
Alex Jones like, I told you it was FEMA camps. I'm like, nobody believe you. I told you. I'm like,
nope. I bet you he's right about at least one of those things.
Yeah. He's like,
I was on. I used to like Alex Jones because he told like the best sci-fi novels of all time. Man, they were like, you ever watch his movies, man?
I don't think so.
They're insanely entertaining. I mean, if you believe it, you gotta be stupid, but they're really entertaining.
Which movies are these?
They're on YouTube, man. They're just like his documentaries about like what the government's doing, and like realistically, they're like I consider them movies and trilogies and stuff like that. Like they're really, really entertaining.
Okay, yeah, it's scary if you don't remember think about it. You know what I mean? But if you know Alex Jones, that thing, you know he's been fucking up. He said some things kind of wrong a couple of times, and you know it's like it's kind of funny to watch.
That's conspiracy shit always is like,
yeah,
way over my head.
Yeah, trust me, he's always yelling, FEMA camps! I'm like, all right, I believe you.
I love
FEMA
it,
FEMA camps and chemtrails and all that shit.
Chemtrails.
He was talking like, yo, man, there are fucking FEMA camps with fucking, like, tanks and all types of shit around you. I'm like, what?
I'm like, government has pictures of your dick pics.
Well, that they do.
They actually have pics.
He's like, I told you they got pictures of your dick pics. I'm like, oh, shit, you're right.
I seen some shit on TV once. It was like, it wasn't aliens that landed in Area 51. It was the Nazis. And like had these weird blueprints of Nazi UFOs and shit, and like
and drawing swastikas in the sky. And
yeah, like wow, this is great. This is bullshit, but I love it. All right,
that's it for the news.
Mm-hmm.
We say we take a quick break, come back with some games.
Yeah.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
And this is Damian Cross, the host of The Offensive Line.
If you're not listening to the podcast, this is what you're missing.
We're going to go over our weeks first. Who's got an interesting week?
Okay, well, I can start it off by saying that me and Zach had a wonderful, interesting week.
He fucking Bill Cosby'd me.
I did not Bill Cosby, you son of a bitch. Okay, so this is the deal. So every time Zach hangs out with me, he passes out fucking drunk. And then it's supposed to be my fault.
It's
so.
Only when I hang out with you. So, no. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and blame
okay.
you.
Okay, so, like, I'm driving him off to work and everything. Everything like that is like, that never happens to me. He always tells me that. It's like, I never get that way. I'm like, okay, fine. If you're drunk, you're just a fucking drunk. I don't care, dude. You know, you're still a good co-host and friend.
It's you, man. I swear, dude.
That's
like, I drink, but I never, like, I mean, back in the day, yeah, but, like, you know, lately, and, like, this whole year, like, I don't get like that anymore.
I know what it is. It's roofies.
Yeah.
So why not? So you're not going to even take my side on this?
No, you like the tougher guys. That's why you like Zach. You don't like me.
You like the ruggedness.
Yeah.
Because I notice you only hang out with me when I have a beard.
Whatever. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and go to our website at utterlyoffensive.com.
Hi, this is Black Man for the darkest hour. Right now I'm sitting in my castle with a wine glass filled with Kool-Aid, looking like a black Jamaican Ben Franklin with dreadlocks, thinking, what is your darkest hour? Was it when you was at Electronic Music Festival? Hopped up a molly, getting fucked in the ass by a furry? Or was it when you was walking home and got mugged by three midgets? It could be those bad things. Or it could be a podcast based upon politics, feminism, technology, and other great wonderful topics. No, that doesn't sound like your darkest hour. Well, it could be the time you returned home and saw me sucking your lover's titties.
I'm going to suck her titties forever.
The Darkest Hours on iTunes and Stitcher. And plus any other exotic podcast app you can think of.
All right, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for some ball to dash?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Hit that theme.
Do the ball to dash. Do the boulder dash. Do the boulder, boulder, boulder. Dash, 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 motherfucker. Black man from the offensive line. That's right, let's do it. Do the boulder dash. Let me see that ass. Turn on real quick. Let me see those tits. That's right. Boulder, dash, boulder, dash.
That is kind of catchy.
I catch myself singing that shit during the day.
Yeah.
I actually, like, when I was recording, I was laughing. I was like, I don't believe they're going to like this. I was like, I looked through those tits. I'm like, okay. It was a perverted take I had to do on things, and the Booty Goblin one was just like a kind of a bubbly one. So,
do y'all remember the Booty Goblin one?
Oh, of course. You want
to
play it?
Just, yeah, just to refresh our memories. Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Hello there. This is Tiberius Booty Goblin III. We're getting ready to play a fantastic game called Balderdash. Let us leave it up to the young talent in the Paint It Black studios to figure out what are these ridiculous laws? What do these names mean? But I'm going to let you know right now, it doesn't make any sense. Just remember, boys and girls, dreams come true faster when you make up shit. Now on to the game.
That's the creepiest fucking thing I've
ever
heard.
That's magical, man.
I actually played that on the Best of the Buddha Goblin episode as well.
Did you really?
Yeah, we're having the Best of the Buddha Goblin. And once again, we thank Lou so much for drawing that. Because he has a Twitter now that actually got blocked by the guy that said, what was the Buddha Goblin?
Well, that image that Lou drew is very disturbing.
That was, he had the one, like his eyes like burned the house down. And he has one was like, it looks very bubbly.
Yeah, because your boy, I guess, is he on that penguin knife fight? He was doing impressions of him being like, oh, I'll help you. Burn the house down.
Oh, my God. And then the latest, I think one of the later episodes of that thing, we talked about having, there was a patent, like, thing, like, called the Knob Gobbler, which, like, you cut a hole in the wall.
Knob Goblin is, you got to tell us.
Like, it's a way, like, so when you're, like, if you close your door and that thing, like, it goes into the wall instead of actually hitting, like, the little rubbery things at the bottom that makes the cartoon noise when you touch it. The doorstop thing.
Yeah.
The thing that sits at the very bottom. So like, what he has, you remove that and then you like cut a hole in the wall and like, you know, so that way there's and that little invention is called the Knob Gobbler. So like me and Zach came up with the Buddha Goblin villain called the Knob Gobbler as his, one of his people he's gonna fight.
Now, when do you get a children's book made of all this?
Yeah.
The children's book actually probably be, since it's about booties, it would be in Brazil.
Of course. I'm thinking like it's like a take on if you give a mouse a cookie, but it would be like if you give a goblin a booty.
Yeah. You'll become a lawyer or some shit. Yeah.
So upstanding citizen if he gets a booty.
No, but that's a great, it's gonna be a great thing and everything. Lou, if you want to contribute and like, you know, I'd be able to ask you some questions and everything about like your take on how to draw them and stuff like that, that'd be awesome as well. I'll put that in the show too. But
yeah,
because we're going on break in December, so that's the main reason behind it.
All right, yeah, man. Well, whatever you need,
I hit you up. Cool. You know what I mean? I know you know what I mean you got kids and shit, so.
Word.
You guys ready to play some Balderdash?
Yeah, man. Let's do the dash.
We should mention. We should mention Balderdash as a weekly thing.
Yeah,
we're gonna try to space it out a little bit more coming up. So we're gonna play it weekly throughout the new year. Then we're gonna pepper it in a little less frequently going forward. Try out some new stuff.
Try to bring you some new content. Yeah. Freshen it.
Spread our wings.
We've done Balderdash for a year solid now.
Trying to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
So, 2015, the year of the Balderdash.
And you know what? I've got some positive feedback about Paint It Black playlist, but not the how well we do. The positive feedback has been, I love it when you guys fuck up.
Well, that's kind of the point of the game.
Well, I mean, look, you don't know any songs. Like, you suck at it.
So I'm thinking I'm the star. Oh, that
you
segment.
Fucking thought wrong. No one finds it funny when you're like, cause nobody, I don't know.
Nobody,
no, sir, I do not know that.
Nobody fucks up more than I do.
Ricky Martin's La Vida Loco?
No.
I don't know it.
Something.
I've never heard of this song before.
Yeah. So,
oh, my God. Don't hate.
All right, Brian, you started.
He's flustered now.
Brian, you won last week.
Yeah.
So you get to make the call. Who goes first? And you're pointing straight to Lou.
Lou gets the anagram and the first question.
Eric, just so you know, I envision you in the empty chair over here, so you're going to go after Brian.
Okay, this makes sense.
And our first word to define, and I'm not making this up, what is a cockchafer?
That sounds pretty explanatory, like self-explanatory. just some skinny leg jeans. All the hipsters love them. They're way too tight. Rub your dick wrong if you got a big one.
You're going to get some cock chafing.
If you're a hipster, you probably don't got much to worry about, though. Little dick.
You got some of that mustache wax that you get to get those little curly cues at the end?
Those are those
fuckers. Rub some of that down there.
Right. The shit that you got at ye old shop.
The mustache shop?
Yeah, exactly. You fucks. Stay out of Brooklyn, motherfuckers.
Fucking Williamsburg.
That's our town.
All right, Brian. A cockchafer.
A cockchafer is what you call when it's a day when your parents go out of town and you're 13 to 17 years old. It's a day when you get to touch your ding-a-ling in the living room.
Mm. I remember those cockchafing days.
You don't have to have a volume control at all on the fucking TV. You blast it. It's like, you know what? I'm alone. I'm going to get that good jerk right in the fucking family center right here.
I remember being, I'm old enough that I remember scrambled porn on those days.
It's like, oh, this crazy crooked titty.
I think a titty. I think that's a nipple.
Oh, those was good days. Mm-hmm. I'm a freaking nasty, so don't have to worry about me.
What were we talking about?
The times when you used to touch your own dick.
Oh, by the way, talking about porn.
By the way, this morning.
Yeah. Talking about porn, I kind of felt bad this morning. I read a story that the last issue of Playboy is coming out with actual naked women in it, and it's going to be in February, and I agree. Last cover, Pam Anderson. But they're basically dead's Playboy. Playboy was just like Playboy, man. You can't take the naked titties out of there, man.
No, not at all.
No, I see why they're doing it. At the same time, it's like, why even bother anymore?
Yeah, just close the magazine. Just release.
Shut it down. Board up the mansion.
Take those bitches and just have them have sex on tape, and then you got something.
That's the one.
Pretty much.
Why do they want to regress back to like fine articles and stuff? Like,
yeah.
Degress into porn, and you make tons of money.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta, like, make a, instead of the Playboy Mansion, make, like, the Sausage Castle, and then bitches be fucking all the time, and it'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Tiger Woods, and everybody wanna go to the Sausage Castle.
The grotto there is filthy.
Yeah, it's kind of like the White Castle. They go to the White Castle, then they go to Sausage Castle.
I respect Tiger Woods because he's the only man on earth that's paid $500 million for a piece of pussy.
Mm. I know.
You respect premium pussy, that, piece huh? of pussy,
though. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? It's not regular unleaded pussy. It's premium pussy.
I got the dough. I'll splurge.
Man,
at that point, it's a price of admission.
For half a billion, I better be able to fuck a bitch in space.
What are you, Dr. No? What do you need to fucking bang a bitch in space for?
I don't know. I want to get my money's
worth,
man.
Why do you
got
to be so...
It's a lot of money. He at least wants to get on SpaceX and fucking bust them up.
Yeah.
Why does a girl not have to have an orgasm in space for you?
I get it. It's got to be worth the money, man.
All right, let's finish off this round. Eric, you got anything for cockchafer?
Okay, the cockchafer is what the guy did, the wrestler guy, when he grabbed a dude's cock.
That's his signature move name?
That's the signature move called the cockchafer, yeah.
He's got the cock hip toss.
Man, that guy's my hero.
I want to hear JR on WWE going, "It's the cockchafer! The cockchafer!
He's broken in half!"
Yeah. Oh, good God! Good God!
God almighty!
I'm from the ropes, in fact, too. You know what I mean?
I heard
off the ropes, that thing, do a barrel roll, and then just grab the cop, get it done.
I heard JR even one time be like, "Good God, he's a stud! He's a stud!" I guess he meant like a horse, like that's very strong,
like a show pony.
But I was like, "All right, JR, that's a little too much. Tone down
look
that
at
cowboy,
that gorgeous man.
Yeah. He's a proud man from Oklahoma. He can't calm that down.
It's Farouk. He's a black stallion. Yeah, he's a black stallion.
He's like
a
motherfucker.
Somebody oil him up."
The best JR you could possibly get is when the Taker fought Mankind on top of Hell in the Cell when he threw him off. He was like, "Oh my God, they killed him! They killed him! He's dead!"
They killed him.
They killed him! I don't know why he pluralized the Taker, but
he's undead. He's already dead.
He was internalizing at that point.
There's multiple Takers throwing that
the
shot.
Company I work for just murdered a man.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon just killed a man! He's dead.
All right, points for that round. I got to give Brian that point because hit a little close to home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the porn thing. Yeah,
I'm not gonna hate. That's good stuff.
So, Brian, you start this next round.
Yes.
Who is Deborah Ann Fountain, And just so you know, a cockchafer is actually a beetle that eats corn stalks.
A beetle eat, like, the whole thing?
It's a beetle that eats corn stalks. I don't know. These cards don't give me a lot of information.
I wish there was a little bit of backstory.
It gives me a sentence. Deborah Ann Fountain.
She's the first person to ever draw a little boy peeing into a pond. Like, sculpted, I mean.
The first.
Oh, the pee statues.
Sculpture. She's the first person to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't. I said draw. What I meant was construct a little boy pee fountain.
All right. All right. Eric, Deborah, and Fountain. And I want to remind you, you do get a pass. I do recommend you save it for the next round.
No, okay. No, Deborah and Fountain is probably the first girl that actually squirted on porn.
She created a whole subgenre.
Yeah, oh yeah. People want to figure out if it was pee or whatever, ejaculate. So, congratulations to Deborah and Fountain.
You ever been with a
they
real...
They call her the llama. Because she's hairy and she spits.
Oh, you're probably like in the 70s, retro bush and everything.
Is there imagine the first person to see that, like, the first time you ever saw that in porn. You're like, what
the shave pussy?
No, the squirting.
Oh,
no, I'm talking about a real jaw dropper. The shave pussy. The first time you saw that, you were like, whoa! Didn't know they came in fucking sheer shine, man. Fucking, that's
I
awesome.
Think it was probably like the early 90s when I saw it, because the dude still had a thick-ass mustache or whatever and a sweat on.
That's when they still... They still kept putting the guy's face when he blew a load, and then those porn. I was like, who the fuck wants to see that?
Who is that for?
Like, oh, God. Do I need to see his eye twitch?
Goddamn, you're sweating some retro music and everything.
See right into the windows of his soul, right, as he blows a load.
Nobody wants to see another man's vinegar strokes.
No.
All right, Lou, finally to you. Deborah Ann Fountain.
Deborah Ann Fountain died from a way too explosive bout of diarrhea. It came out like Old Faithful.
Lifted her off the bowl. Yeah.
She had too much Jamaican jerky or something.
You ever had a Jamaican beef patty?
Yeah. They call it Caribbean Drano.
Caribbean
Drano. And
yeah.
her asshole turned inside out after that one.
Oh!
Red Sox.
Oh, you had to throw in the prolapse.
The burlap, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. That's a gross image.
Moment of silence for him. Deborah Ann.
I'm going to go squirter on that one. I'm going to give Eric that point.
Oh, thank you.
And now, the tough round. Just so you know, she was actually disqualified from the Miss America contest after judges discovered her bathing suit was padded.
I thought you were going to say she blew Trump.
Oh, no, I was going to say she had some fake titties.
She had some, like, not even well-done fake titties. It was, like, tissue paper in the bra.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Like a 13-year-old.
I would have killed her by ex-Houston squad.
Some things you don't fuck around with, lady.
Yeah. We take this very seriously.
Just trying to lie about them titties?
Fucking shoot her knees out.
Oh, what is this? Fake tits?
I'm cool with fake tits, but lying about them?
Oh, you're lying about them. No,
yeah. No, hey, look, I like silicone as much as the next man. But
oh, yeah.
Paper towels?
I'm okay with it.
Bitch, what are you, the brawny man? Get those paper towels out of your chest.
Oh, yeah.
Your titty pockets.
Well, she's trying to clean up a spill of Kool-Aid, and, you know, I'll be okay with it. But other than that, right there, nah.
Well, she may come through in a pinch like that, but when you find out, you're none too happy.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, you start this round. This is the tough one. We got the initials question. What do the letters GBSM stand for? Take your time.
I'm not gonna actually pass on that and get back to him.
It's his turn.
No, we're going this way.
Yeah. I started. That was the second one.
No, he started the first. Yeah. He started cockchafer. You did Deborah.
Oh, I fucking fucked you, man. I'm sorry, dude. I meant to give that to Lou. I should have started.
Oh.
In my mind, I was trying to avoid Eric getting that one.
Oh, no. You know what? You could use the pass, Lou.
Oh, yeah, if it was me, regardless, yeah, I was going to use a pass anyway because I couldn't think of it.
Yeah,
this is the hardest one for me. Yeah,
this one's tough for everybody. And when you get four letters, it's nonsense. But we got GBSM.
Let's see. Hmm.
Did it?
It took a total of 2 seconds before I got that motherfucker.
It's a catchphrase, man.
Yeah.
People love the dead air.
This is a call to action. Good bitches suck meat. You want to be a good bitch. Do your man right. Suck that meat.
GBSM. GBSM.
That's going to replace the chants at stadiums for USA. Yeah. It's like, fuck being a patriot. Suck meat.
Yeah. We need a flag.
Yes.
Flag and a logo drawn up.
Or two different mascots. One of them is an open mouth. The other one.
Mr. Dick and Mrs. Mouth?
Yeah. And the two mascots just keep running into each other.
It comes like the slam dunk competition. They're jumping right off trampolines.
He's doing the flips and
fireworks shoot out at the end.
Yeah. It's confetti everywhere.
Mr. Dick becomes a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah. And he just shrivels up and lays down for the rest of the game.
And he sleeps.
Can only perform once.
Yeah, he's not as young as he used to be.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, Brian, you got anything?
Yeah. This is an aphrodisiac in Antebellum, Mississippi. It's a giant black sexy mandingo.
Yum. Mm.
That's why I think they had him fight, man. Get those fucking rich little southern white bitches wet, and then, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I see where you're going there.
Like, oh, he's so big. Mm.
Get the steamy juices flowing.
Yeah. Well, the S is actually, it could be steamy, sexy, sweaty, whatever.
Whatever your preference is.
Whatever your preference is.
Mm. Okay. I dig it. Eric, you got anything? GBSM?
I do, actually. Gangbang supervisor manager.
Hey, you, get in there, all right?
All right. Okay, you leave. You get back in there. Okay, well, she looks, she had enough. So, okay, Mindy, you out. Okay, Bob, you get in.
I need butt stuff, people. Butt stuff. Come on.
Troy, this butt's not going to fuck itself. Why don't you get on the clock here?
If somebody looks some balls over here, come on now.
There's a cock that goes.
Somewhere that this is a sketch waiting to be made.
Is there like, anyone else?
Yeah, he's got to at least have like a vest on with some pieces of flair on and everything. It's got to be very important.
He's holding a clipboard. Yeah. He's got game plays drawn down on there with X's and O's.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I need a 69, people. Who's game? All right, points for that one. That's tough.
Oh, jeez.
I felt like we got the most traction out of lose, so I'm going to go with... Plus, I just like good bitches suck meat.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I knew I wouldn't.
I'd rather have a bad bitch suck me than a good bitch. Let's get a bad...
I did my damnedest, though. I knew he was going to fucking get it.
It should technically, you want to make
I
it perfect.
I want the one person to just fucking whoop his ass in this fucking game, but Lou still pulls it off every time. I listen, motherfucker. I want you to know that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was plotting.
I listen, motherfucker. I want you to know.
But the only way GBSM could be better if it was ABSM, all bitches suck.
Mm. Mm. Lesbian or not.
I bet you the lesbians give just lazy, sloppy head.
Well, they're all grossed out by it.
Are they grossed out by it? Others, they're not into it. It's two different emotions.
I think it's more of a grossed out thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they don't like any of that.
Like you could not be.
If you were like forced to suck a dick, would you be not into it or grossed out by it?
I'm definitely not into it.
Not into it.
Hey, look, there's a reason why I'm sucking the dick, right? It's not just like...
Yeah, I mean, I need drugs.
Well, no, I was talking about, like, I did the wrong thing in life, and I've ended up in somewhere I shouldn't be, and gotta do what I gotta do, I guess.
But are you grossed out, or are you just not about it?
I'm not about it.
I'd be both, I think.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you're forced to take the genitals of the gender you're not attracted to, you're probably grossed out.
No, I feel that not about it's more stronger emotion. It's like you get gross by like spiders crawling.
Well, now you're semantics.
No, no. Like spider crawls on you, you're grossed out. But are you really grossed by do you find spiders?
By the way, this reminds me, we have an apology to give to our friends at Casa Mirth, because in their last episode, they decided to have a conversation about one of our talking points. How much would it cost for you to eat your own shit? And they took it to other levels, and it led to like a hysterical 45-minute argument between the two of them. It's well worth a listen, so check that out.
But definitely check those guys out and everything. I've been meaning to listen to them.
They're very funny dudes. Nice guys, too.
And, I mean, I've heard them on you guys. Like, I've heard, was it Dr. Norman Trials on the show?
Yeah, Norman was on here.
Oh, fuck God, he was fucking good. It was quite impressive.
Yeah, he's got a quick wit, that guy. Mm.
Yeah, and then, of course, the accent definitely just tops it off.
On their show, they're having this argument, and they're talking about eating shit, and it still sounds like Parliament.
Very proper. Yeah.
Very proper.
It always sounds proper. It's fantastic.
But anyway, apologies to them for almost breaking up their whole show, and GBSM is actually the Guild of Better Shoe Manufacturers.
Oh,
China.
I like every one of your answers better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Lou, we're back to you.
All right.
What is the plot of the movie? What buzzin', cousin?
That's what they call the ghetto version of Toy Story. Fuck Infinity and Beyond. It's what's buzzin', cousin? And he just...
Toy Story meets Friday.
Yeah,
I like it. Brian, what buzzing, cousin?
I'm gonna go with Lou on that one, and that's the black version of the B movie.
He had the way stronger Seinfeld version.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, right. But who remembers B movie compared to Toy Story?
Yo, man, it was the buzz, son. Like, yeah.
He went the B route.
He tried for the B. Mm-hmm. But
I appreciate it.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, you got what buzzing, cousin?
Probably an adventurous story about a cousin giving his cousins a 40-ounce of malt liquor beverage and made him buzzed. They went on an exotic adventure together.
It's like Harold and Kumar, just with malt liquor.
Exotic sounds like it's like Bond-esque. Like, where did they go?
Yeah, strip club.
As exotic as it gets.
Right, there's some exotic dances there.
Me and my cousins always go there.
Look at this fucking Malaysian bitch over here. We exotic.
Oh, yeah. You got a buzz, cuz? I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the club.
Of all the three movies, the one I would want to watch the most goes to Lou.
I know you got it.
There's a snake in my pants.
That be snake in my pants, motherfucker.
I got a Woody.
Yeah.
I got a trouser snake.
All right, law question. Brian, we'll go to you.
Yes.
In Norway, you are breaking the law if you waive what? And what buzzing cousin, I'll give you a minute, is a lawyer becomes a big band singer to promote a CD hotel. Huh. Now, in Norway, you are breaking the law if you waive.
You're breaking the law if you waive. If you do the wave at a stadium, they do not respect that shit in Norway. It's fucking stupid, and they took their stand against it.
That's their padded bra. That's where they draw the line.
Yeah. What they do is they throw you on a boat, send you out to sea, and set you on fire.
Oh, Viking funeral. You.
Well, no, you're alive, so you're kind of more like... if someone just died, they just pop you on there to go with them into the afterlife. It's Nordic. I don't know.
I can't do a Norway accent, so I'll just say they go, port, port, port. Yeah. All right, Eric, in Norway, you are breaking the law if you wave.
One of those big old barbarian titties in the air. You know, you can't have this right there.
Like it's a helicopter.
Still, yeah, it's a big old shield already. They got the titty meat shields and everything going. You just can't wave that in the air or anything. And, you know, sporting events, you know, like I guess they call it football over there. So
you gotta take someone's eye out.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
It's close proximity. It's like getting him with a blackjack.
Yeah, I mean, they watch Beowulf. They've seen those titties before.
Those Grendel titties.
Yeah, Grunna's the shittiest titties ever.
And Lou, in Norway, you are breaking the law if you wave.
All right, I guess I'm going to go with if you and your buddies are on the way, you're in a raiding party, you're going to attack some people for their gold, don't be waving hello at them like, hey,
hi.
Do you guys have any good shit over there?
You have any ginger?
Yeah. I brought some sugar.
You look spicy.
Can I borrow all your spices and bring your village to the ground?
Hello. Put your axe in the air.
Vikings here. Yeah. Coming to plunder.
Well, number one, that alerts them to what you're doing. And number two, they're just going to straight up fight you instead of run.
Kind of takes the fear out of the whole thing.
Yeah, they're not intimidated at that point. Don't bring Big Gay Randy on the on the Viking raids.
Big Gay Randy. We have Hrothgar, Lothar, and Big Gay Randy. Yeah,
exactly.
I kind of wanted a drawing of Big Gay Randy.
Yeah, right.
He got these Vikings running with axes, and he's throwing confetti. Right.
Here's a Viking helmet with like a flower in it.
Is your homework assignment, Lou?
Yep.
Ah, fuck. I gotta give Lou the point just because that made me laugh really hard.
He's too fucking good at it.
He's running away with it.
No, I don't think I'm running away. What, I got 2 points?
Yeah, you're ahead by 2.
Oh, jeez.
And these other guys are tied for second. All right. Eric.
That's the end of card one?
That was the end of card one.
That should be 5 points.
That is 5 points. You both have a point. He's got 3 points.
Three.
Oh. He's up by 2.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so Eric, word to define. Well, this actually goes into the last card.
Man.
Penis stone.
Penis stone is a Dreamcast video game. Out to the States.
That was a badass video game. I remember that.
Yeah. It's usually 2 to 4 fighters and everything fighting for this penis stone. You know, a gem that you step into the tip of your cock and everything and gives you superpowers. Penis stone, no.
It's super funny if you picture the actual game. Just how much better it would be if it was a penis stone. That Goku guy would have had way more powers.
Oh, yeah. I think you get 2 penis stones and everything. It's sort of nuts, actually. Mm.
You want to form the trifecta.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Triforce. Only phallic. Oh, by the way, I never gave the... in Norway, you're breaking the law if you wave at a Russian border guard.
Hi.
Just play that for me once.
Oh, Mikey's saying hi. Yeah. There we go.
Hi.
All right, Lou, we're up to you.
Yeah.
Penis stone.
All right, so that's what they had to rename in Ireland, the Blarney Stone, because locals kept rubbing their dick and balls all over it. So that when a foreigner came over, they were just kissing just dick residue.
Just mushroom spikes.
Yeah. Like, damn.
Residue is actually what won.
Blarney Stone's extra funky today. And they're just laughing in the back, like, oh, that fucking dumb American just kissed the penis stone again.
Oh, that guy licked it. Gave it the rough tongue.
All right, and Brian, penis stone.
This is what Indiana Jones called those shits from the Temple of Doom. Those rocks.
That's
you fucking Arabs with your goddamn dick stones over here. Hey, show around.
They got a penis stone and like, your face melts off and everything.
Kalima.
Oddly enough, Indiana Jones would fit very well into the Nazis he fought all those times. He was very racist, man.
Very racist.
Yeah. Stereotyped out.
Not a lot of tolerance in that guy. Mm-hmm. All right, point for that round. I actually liked the Dreamcast game.
Mm.
Thank you.
That was a
funny one.
Blast from the past.
I love Power Stones.
Yeah, that was a great game.
That was a game that never got it to do.
Awesome, yeah. And you have to have 4 people. Like, Hearthstone 2 is the 4 people, but, you know, the second one, I mean, the first one was just as good.
The first one was the only one I played of the series, but that's a game that needs a resurrection, maybe in the form of Penis Stone. Maybe that's the direction. Yeah. All right, Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, Penis Stone is actually a coarse wooden cloth. So again,
what's a coarse cloth?
It's like sandpaper.
Like a jizz rag. It oh, was soft.
A well-traveled jizz rag.
But now, you cut your
jizz rag down the generations. It's a stone cloth now.
This was my daddy's jizz cloth.
Yes.
He carried this with him through Nam.
Maybe it fit your low as well.
Right? Your great-grandfather carried this to fight the Kaiser.
He used to rub it in those Nazis' mouths after...
Oh, shit.
All right, Lou, you start this one more. Yeah. It's stiff enough to make a bayonet out of it. All right. Lou, yeah. Who is Gilbert Torero?
Gilbert Torero. Oh, man. That just sounds like the lamest Pokemon ever. Gilbert Torero is like a tortoise Pokemon, but he's like super Jewy. Big old glasses, big nose.
So it's a specific offshoot of a Squirtle?
Right.
Like Squirtle, Charmander, Gilbert Torero.
Yeah. You're basically describing the turtle from fucking Rocko's Modern Life.
Right.
You turn the page, you watch
it. Instead of like the water blast power, he's got like power.
Oh, no!
Power.
Like, I'm all wet!
He's got like power of attorney. Yeah.
Interesting take.
Yeah.
Brian, you got something for Gilbert Torero?
He invented the churro.
Gilbert Torero invented the churro.
It rhymes. It must be true.
He's like, something will rhyme with my name that you can eat.
When I hear Gilbert, I don't necessarily think swarthy
Spanish man. They're the white version of Hispanic people in Mexico.
You're talking Spaniard?
So it's like Todd Torero, Gilbert Torero,
Blake Torero.
Torero. Like they were sore thumbs in Mexico.
Oh yeah, Kyle Torero was not a popular man.
No. Oh, what's up, Kyle?
And they invented the churro. Mm-hmm. And Eric, Gilbert Torero.
He's Robert De Niro's evil brother. Instead of saying great ass, he's like great tits.
Yeah. All right, gotta correct you on that.
Yeah, dude, that's Al Pacino. Wrong guy.
Robert De Niro's the Spanish guy. Once upon a time in Mexico, or something like that, right?
Robert De Niro is Italian.
He's a taxi driver. You talking to me?
Bull Durham, not Bull Durham.
I lost that
Bull
round.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. Analyze this, that, and something else, probably.
Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Robert De Niro.
Brian's Italian. You look like you just insulted his president.
A little bit. He is president of fucking Guineaville, yeah.
He is your president. He's the super Italian guy married to a black woman.
Well, time out. It's a close race between him and Pacino.
That's true.
Yeah, so Al Pacino is what I was thinking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I fucked it up. I'm not gonna lie about
good
that,
enough,
you know?
Man. I'm good.
I overshot, you know. I was thinking too hard and everything, trying to beat Lou, and I lost.
Well, the good news is I'm giving that one to Brian, so Brian beat Lou. Because I didn't really get Super Semitic Pokemon.
Oh, anti-Semitic Pokemon?
Super Semitic.
Oh, I can get down with that again. Anti-Semitic.
All right, Brian, ready?
Yeah, what's up?
Gilbert Torero is actually an airport baggage handler who stole the Duchess of York's...
Time out. Just stop there. Airport baggage handler. We're good.
He stole the Duchess of York's expensive necklace from her suitcase.
Was it the Pearl of the Ocean or whatever? The
The old lady later threw it in after the Titanic.
As Bill Paxton was like, are you fucking crazy, bitch?
Dives into the water after.
Oh, definitely.
You know, right. He did that. All right. Where were we? Oh, yes.
Heart of the Ocean, by the way. That's the name of that.
Letters for you. R-H-A.
R-H-A?
R-H-A.
Yo, man. It's a strip club that Donkey Kong goes to. It's really hot apes.
Candy Kong works there.
Yeah, man. And he ain't jumping over barrels to get some titties there.
Right. They tip in banana.
Hey, baby. How many bananas do you want?
Just one big stuff.
Played that all the way through.
And then they're like, how would you like me to slide down your pole?
Did Donkey Kong have a pole?
And Mario. Kong. Mario's in Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You got there.
All right.
All right, Eric. R-H-A.
Really hot ass. Mm-hmm. It's when the boobs overheat and everything when you're tapping it from behind.
Steaming like.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, Lou, R-H-A.
I'm going to say righteous, hippie assassins.
Righteous, hippie assassins?
Yeah.
You got to explain.
If you're not going green and, I don't know, making sure your carbon footprint is under a certain amount.
You got to go?
I thought you were talking about Mark David Chapman for a second.
They're going to...
Oh, no, not killing righteous hippies. Being righteous hippies.
No, I thought you were talking about righteous hippie assassins.
They're going to sneak into your house late at night with no shoes on, because that's how they do.
Oh, yeah.
And cut your throat with some biodegradable knife. This product.
You bought products that contain gluten.
Yeah. And then they're going to...
I feel so fucking great.
Before they go, they got to make sure all your recyclables have been sorted.
Yo, you wake up and your house is generally cleaned up. Yeah. Right. Not bad. Thank you, righteous hippie assassins.
Oh, you're dead because you didn't buy... Free range beef.
Yeah.
Grass fed.
Fuck those vegan pussies.
Mm-hmm. I recently dated a girl, but all that organic and grass fed, it doesn't taste any different.
No.
Like, oh, yo, not only do we grass feed him, but we say nice things to him. And she's like,
Bitch, you paid double for something that tastes the same as a McDonald's
burger. We read them Goodnight Moon.
Nothing but chop me, bitch. Why don't you make that shit a burger? Right.
All right, point for that round. Oh, that's tough. Lou went a different direction. I got to give it up. He went a different route.
Mm. Or any gotta of our save answers. The earth. I don't even remember.
You had Donkey Kong Strip Club. Mm. He had really hot ass.
Oh, yeah.
So righteous hippie assassin, right out of nowhere.
I like it.
It's actually the Reindeer Herders Association.
So Santa.
Santa, yes.
Mrs. Claus, maybe?
She doesn't do it.
She don't do shit.
You think Mrs. Claus is a kept woman?
Oh, yeah. But absolutely.
She probably throws Santa a couple fucking a year.
Deep in red and white fur forever, bitch. Shut up.
All right, she probably has some token position. Like, she's in charge of eggnog or something.
Right. She keeps it spicy.
All right, next round.
Fuck me, Santa. Fuck me, Santa.
Keep Santa happy. All right, Eric, we're up to you. What is the plot of the movie The Refrigerator?
Okay, it's and by the guy that actually plays football and everything. He's a linebacker. They call him the refrigerator and everything. So he's having a hard time because he actually needs free lunch and everything to be able to have enough power to get to his football games.
A lot of fuel for that tank.
Oh, yes.
It's like
the blind side, but it's a refrigerator side. Mm-hmm.
It's like how Andre the Giant needed like 3 cases of beer to get drunk.
Oh, yeah.
I feel you.
Boop. I'm sure it's going a different direction because Lou's whooping my ass right now. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This one's tough, man.
These movie ones can go either way as far as, like, difficulty. This one, I would rate pretty high in difficulty.
What is this movie again?
The Refrigerator. This is one of those tough ones.
Oof. If you like, we'll go.
Yeah, why not?
What was the movie called again?
The Refrigerator.
The Refrigerator is a new Pixar movie where there's a bunch of refrigerator bullshit hanging out with each other and it makes you crack.
Pretty concise. Like, breakdown of most Pixar movies. Mm-hmm.
It's you think it's stupid, it's amazing, and it makes you cry.
When the ham sandwich died?
I was like, I questioned my entire childhood, man. Like, yeah. What the fuck? Bologna sandwiches with mustard?
Who knew? Who knew? Such complicated lives.
When the Go-Gurt died.
When that milk went bad?
Right. Boom. When I lost Dunkaroos in that movie, Fruit by the Foot went wayside. All right, yeah. Pixar. Mm.
All right.
Lou?
I'm going to say The Refrigerator is a movie about Eskimos, but the director, he kind of lost interest. And I was just like, all right, whatever. These fucking snow niggas. Let's just call it The Refrigerator. In their ice palace. It's just The Refrigerator. That's it.
It was a shortcut.
He didn't give a fuck. He was just like, whatever. It's a refrigerator. All right, whatever.
All right. Gotta go with Brian on that one.
Who doesn't love Pixar?
Because that made... That is a plausible film.
It's gonna be the next Pixar film.
You see the dynamic relationship between the leftover cake?
the turned vegetables was so sad.
All right, we got one more question here. Lou, I believe we're up to you.
Probably.
All right. In reality, it's an evil icebox with a big appetite. Eats anybody who opens its door.
Nom, nom, nom. All right, what's up with this next one?
Final question. In Santa Barbara, California, it is a crime to advertise what?
Santa Barbara, California, you can't advertise anything Hispanic. Those fuckers are already coming in droves, so anything you could do to confuse the shit out of them, English all the way, stay out.
California was mainly Hispanic at this point anyway.
Yeah, but...
Trying to put the kibosh on that?
It was always Hispanic, wasn't it?
No, well, it's more and more every day. You got to do something to quell the madness.
The madness. Oh, I'm sorry. The loco-ness.
Right. The hot dog trucks are getting replaced by taco trucks. It's... Come on. Mm-hmm. Too much.
Like Gilbert Torero and his blasted churro. Right.
There's too many of them.
There's like thousands of people running across the border with Cars t-shirts.
There's oranges on
from the first Cars.
You can't go down the street without seeing a guy selling oranges.
From the offbeat brand of it. All right.
All right, Brian. Mm-hmm. In Santa Barbara, California, it is a crime to advertise.
That the movie Lost Boys was set there and the fact that it's the murder capital of the world.
That seems logical. Let me check the card. No, that's not the proper answer, but that was plausible. Murder capital of the world.
Is it? I thought that'd be like Chicago.
Well, or Detroit. I'm saying the movie Lost Boys was like, moving to Santa Barbara? It's the murder capital.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Santa Barbara would be great. Wasn't all these goddamn vampires.
All right, Eric, finally to you. In Santa Barbara, California, it is a crime to advertise.
Actually, Taco Bell, because they got a lot of different... original Tex-Mex over there and stuff, so can't be doing that shit.
You don't want to water down the quality.
Oh yeah, it's got to be all original. You know, guacamole and everything. You know, Taco Bell about that shit.
Taco Bell does mom and pop taco shacks.
Does Taco Bell even have guacamole?
I don't think so.
I think they have to. They like you may have ever ordered it because it costs extra and it's like fuck Taco Bell, but. They have to have.
Is it kind of one of the little squeezy pouches, like ketchup?
I bet you they all come in those little like containers, like you'd buy like salsa from. You know, like, you get like, okay, I get a thing a side of salsa, comes in like a side of that, but it's like no one ever ordered it because it's like fuck Taco Bell.
I don't know. I think guac is too highbrow for Taco Bell.
I don't think it exists at a Taco Bell.
You got to go to Moe's.
No. I'll guarantee you that guac exists in Taco Bell. I'll guarantee it's Taco Bell.
They have to probably do some research on that.
Writing this down.
How the fuck do you think they won the food wars in Demolition Man if they didn't have guac?
But why would they never advertise guac?
Yeah.
Because you already know. They got the guac.
What's it on? It's not on anything.
Anything with meat, meat, tortilla, and cheese? Like what?
No, it's not like the new guac gordita. They don't advertise guacamole.
It's like one of those unsaid things. Yeah, they say, hey, look, the new gordita with tomatoes and cheese. Like,
I'm unconvinced.
But guacamole is a big thing.
Guacamole costs extra everywhere else.
Yeah, it costs money.
Yeah, that's why
that.
You've never had it at Taco Bell, because you're unwilling to pay the $8.50 to $1 extra for guac. You're
but like, any other place you go,
it's Taco Bell.
They ask you up front, you want guac for a buck extra? Right. They're pushing the guac.
You're only talking about Chipotle.
Cabo Fresh.
It's not a is it a franchise?
Yes.
I've never. Where is it?
It's only, right down the street from me. I'll pay the extra money.
Mm-hmm. I never heard of that place.
Right. I would pay the extra buck for guac.
Mm-hmm. No, cause sometimes you don't need guac.
Oh, wait. I mean, I never heard that shit at Taco Bell, you know?
Yeah.
Never. Never push a guac. I'm unconvinced.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well,
we're going to research this.
We'll research this.
Because now it's haunting my brain. I'm going to give Eric that point.
Oh, nice.
And
how much you rock out?
Boulder Dash results. We got a tie for second between Brian and Eric, and Lou pulled it ahead by 1 point to make Lou our winner. And you know what that means?
Do the Boulder Dash.
Aggressive thrusting.
Let me see that ass.
We got a periscope that one time. Whenever Lou wins, he just starts violently humping the air.
I just want to demoralize my opponents. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just...
This is my game, Lou.
I want to get in their heads.
The greatest hits.
Right. I mean, that's what they do in prison. That's how they...
So you're calling it a
power move? Move, yeah. It's a total power move.
You would make it a week in prison.
Yeah. Oh, we ain't in prison, man.
Thank God for you.
We're in a very safe podcast room.
In a suburban neighborhood.
Yeah. Look. I'm locking the door. Now you can't leave.
Now it's time for that bowl of the dash. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see that ass.
Dash ass.
Eric, can you ad lib sing that as I rape Lou?
Oh yeah, the what's about the bowl of dash for like a rape kind of thing?
Yeah, just send me some
specifically for Lou. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh Lou, I'm gonna give you some goo.
Oh yeah, do the bowl of the dash. See that ass. Boom. I'm gonna squeak your tips. Boom. Suck your. Boom. Oh. Boom. Boom, that, boom, that, boom, boom,
boom, boom,
eat that,
boom,
ass.
Woo! All right, man.
That was a violent rape that just occurred to that song.
At least it was a good tune.
Well, Lou was beatboxing, so he couldn't have been hating it.
Yeah. I'm always in for the musical moment.
All right, I think that's show for today.
Yeah. All right, so let's send everyone out here.
All right, Eric, I want to first thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you, buddies. I got to have one of you guys on the show as well, you know? We got to get this going. We've been talking about it on the offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime.
Man.
And you're a funny, funny man. I suggest everyone goes and listens to you on the offensive line and the darkest hour.
And come back anytime, man.
All right, thank you. Well, I'm going to try to whoop your ass in the fucking boulder dash, so I have to come back. I'm going to practice. Keep listening.
There's a rematch happening.
Oh, I got to.
You got some social media stuff you want to throw out there?
Yes, I mean, you can follow me on social media, on Twitter, as Eric_Filling. That is ERICK_FEILING. And on Facebook as Comedian, same thing, but Eric Filling. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. And offensive line, how mm-hmm. often you guys go up? Every week, what day do you normally pop up?
Every week, Sunday, usually we try to live broadcast at like 1. So, yeah, but 1:30 actually, but. So I think she'll be on time and everything. Like last week, I guess, didn't show up. It was supposed to be a stripper, but she had like an emotional breakdown or some shit like that.
As strippers do.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They have emotions?
Yeah, their emotions are. Their emotions go from dollar bill to $5 bill.
Oh, I thought it
to
was.
To what happened to my dad?
Oh, yeah.
To dead inside.
Yeah, that's what happens. Old Guido squeezes a blue meat and everything, you know?
Yeah.
The buffet was an appointed strip place, and so, you know, she just breaks down.
I like that. That's the breaking point.
Yeah,
they didn't have chicken wings.
Yeah, you don't even have riblets.
Got a strip club business. I ain't got chicken wings in my goddamn buffet.
I've been twerking for this long for nothing.
You telling me I got all these lap dances and I can't fucking suck down a couple chicken wings? How your fucking goddamn. This is
so, yeah, it's one of those deals.
All right. Well, as for the rest of us, follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics and like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes.
Please do that. That's a big help.
And
RadioVegas.rocks.
RadioVegas.rocks.
You know, we've slowed down a bit, but we are still on Tumblr and Instagram. Don't forget us there.
Yeah, and you know, check out all the guests we have on this show are like of late are pod buddies. So, you know, be sure to support all these shows that are.
Yeah. We're still super active on Twitter. Hit us up, and all our favorites will definitely be mentioned. So,
all right, man. So, Pete, take us out.
All right, Eric, thank you again. And for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.
I gotta slip, might as well rip it out. Got a dream I ain't giving out, that's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.
Stars on the stars, stars on the stars.